Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Man on the Mic podcast, hosted by Jeffrey Mann. This podcast is dedicated to honest discussions that inspire, connect, and bring out the best in our guests. Now let's get started with the show. Here's your host, Jeffrey Mann.
Hi, brother. So, okay, I do mine a little bit different. It's just going to be a conversation, just some questions. So I kind of want to start off with you just telling us a little about who you are and what you do.
So I'm Noah Johnston, born and raised in Smithfield, Utah, and I do real estate wholesaling and investing. I own a marketing agency for other real estate investors. I mentor about 20 other guys on how to wholesale and flip real estate, and I also own an apparel company. So busy doing that.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
So the apparel company's new?
Yeah, that's new. Okay. That's been fun.
Has it dropped already?
We were supposed to drop about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But I think actually tonight.
Okay.
I keep saying that.
What's the holdup, can I ask?
My little sister.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get her into the business side of things and get her, put some tasks for her to do, some priorities for her, but she's busy with school and stuff, so.
What got you to want to do an apparel company?
Because she wanted to. Okay. It's something that she's wanted to do for her whole life. And so she brought the idea up to me. I was way too slammed at the time to add anything onto it. But just lately, I've been able to build out a pretty good team for the wholesaling company.
Okay.
So I have guys pretty much running that. It's pretty hands-off now, so that's okay. Good. And then there's a cool meaning behind it, too. So there's like, it's more than just the apparel. It's also the meaning that...
What's the name of the...
It's called The Moment.
Okay.
So the meaning behind it is don't wait for the moment and create it.
Love that.
So a lot of like the graphic tees are people who have like made their moment and then like their most famous quote on the back.
Okay.
So
I like that.
Cool. Yeah.
Where did that idea come from?
We were just thinking of, okay, we want to do an apparel company. What direction do we want to go with it?
How do we get it to stick out?
Yep. Okay. And then like, how do we be different from everyone else too? Cause everyone's doing apparel and graphic tees and stuff like that. And for me to like go all in on something, I got to be passionate about it too. So if it was just like regular clothes, I wouldn't have done it with her, you know. But since it's something that has that meaning of, you know, the moment and making a moment for yourself, then I connected with it.
So let me ask you this question. As of your life right now, what is the biggest moment for you that you've experienced?
I think just recently is... really connecting with my higher self and finding like really who I am. I think that's I've had to go through a lot of hard stuff to find that, but I think I'm on the tail end of really finding who I am. And
okay. So if you don't mind, let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah.
What started you on that journey to find your higher self?
I thought I'd already found it. When I first started all that, I started at like 21, starting the wholesaling. And I thought it was just all about getting other people to like me by making money and having the nice truck and having the nice things and doing the fun stuff. And I kind of really put my whole identity on that. And so I've kind of just been riding with that for a while. And then I also put a lot of my identity and validation in like relationships and girls. And I went through a breakup just recently that was pretty tough, and it kind of just, everything stacked on top of each other, like a lot of the other painful things I've gone through recently. Yeah. And then the breakup, it kind of just like stripped me to my core, like put me to rock bottom, which I'm so grateful for, because that's where we find like who you really are, you know? And so it was a cool experience of like, either I can keep suffering in this pain, or I can just find out what I'm really made of and what really is my purpose here on this life. What actual power do I have as a man? Who am I as a man? And so I think just being in the rock bottom for the past couple months, I'd say, it's just starting with, you know, with the little baby steps of, you know, who am I?
Who did you, or I guess, did you reach out to people to help you when you hit rock bottom, or did you already have a tribe that was around you, or what was that, I guess, supporting cast?
At first, I was trying to do it all alone, like I've tried to do for 25 years. I try to just take everything alone and be what society says is a man, you know, and try to just tough it out and put it on the back burner. But obviously that wasn't working.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to change something. And so I did start reaching out to people. I actually started going to like therapy. I started, because I have my own men's group, right? I'm a leader of that.
Yeah.
And so, but I also have a mentor. So I took a lot to him as well of, you know, what I'm going through. Another men's group, I got involved with them and really just started opening up like this, what I've gone through, this is what I'm dealing with. And it was pretty cool. One of the guys was just like, dude, quit trying to tough it out. Like, yeah. Quit trying to deal with it all on your own. Like,
yeah.
Let us help you, talk about it, mm-hmm. open up, be a man. And that was cool too, because I've always thought going through the hard times and the hard experiences, it's like, oh, I'm weak. You know, real men aren't gonna be, real men would like call me weak in this situation.
Or real men don't show emotion.
Real men don't show emotion, exactly. Mm-hmm. But they're like, dude, a real man feels all of the emotion and then uses that emotion to propel him forward. Yeah. And they talked about like the Spartan warriors, like they'd go to battle, killing people and, you know, terrible situations that they had to go through and losing their brothers in battle. But then they'd all come back together and they'd cry around the fire. They'd hold each other and then they'd get out all their emotions so that they could be strong in battle the next day. So I started looking at it that way of like, you know, I'm starting to like the pain. I'm starting to like to feel it. Never felt it, but now I'm feeling it. I'm getting through it. And now I'm using that pain and that as, you know, as motivation, as fuel to come out stronger on the other side. And I think that's one thing that I want to spread that message to the world of like, to be a real man is to feel the pain, to feel the weakness, not run from it. Running from 100%. It is what a coward does.
Yeah.
And that's what I think most guys are trying to do these days.
Oh, that's huge. I joined a men's coach group myself. And the past month we had our kickoff. Mm. And I'm sure you've heard of the Watt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, I've never cried more with 50 grown men for 3 days.
Yep.
You know, by the last day, it's like, okay, we got to stop crying. This is too much. But now it's just like a community. I mean, I was in Vegas a few days ago. One of the guys in the group is in Vegas. I text, hey, let's get dinner. Mm. And it's like, we sat down at dinner and immediately we're going into, what are you struggling with?
Yeah.
You know, what's your pain? How was your day like? Like, could just jump into those emotions mm-hmm. and not be worried about judgment, yep. not being worried about seeming weak. And it's literally just, I can text any of those guys and be like, hey, today sucked. And they'll call me, text me. And it's just about having that tribe.
Yeah. I think that you have to have a tribe. I think the lone wolf mentality is just got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You have to have a tribe, like in any aspect of your life, even in business, like you can't compete with the big dogs alone.
Yeah.
You got to have a team. And I had that experience too of, you know, you got to find a tribe that you can cry with, but also fight with. Like one of the men's group that I'm with, we do a lot of fighting, like a lot of boxing, a lot of jujitsu. So like one day we were beating the crap out of each other. And the next day it was like one of my toughest days. And I text one of the guys. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to be here any longer.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes, he was at my house, just sat there and cried with me for hours.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool to be part of that where you can have the fighting mentality and, you know, the gym, you know, we love the gym and, mm-hmm. and fighting and having that manly side, but also the emotional manly side.
Yeah. I went and did a 19-hour drive with a kid I met in my coaching group. I'd known him for 2 weeks, drove across the Midwest, and I find myself, I'm sitting in my room with this kid pouring out my emotions. It's a 19-year-old. Mm. And I'm like, I'm 31. I'm way older than this kid. But because of the tribe we're in, there's a level of, I guess, brotherhood. And we're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, all night long, just letting it rip. And it had one of my biggest aha moments just from that discussion.
Yeah.
But also it was, and it's something probably you've gone through, is my biggest fear is always showing weakness to someone who's younger than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'll never show emotion. I'll never cry. I'll never, because I'm like, they're younger. They're obviously looking up to me. I have to. And it's when you humble yourself and you realize it doesn't change anything.
Yep.
And this guy is going to love you no matter your faults, your weaknesses, whatever you say. And just being able to pour it out, it's just, there's a weight that's lifted from your shoulders.
Yep.
So I'm curious, because you mentor your own group of guys and you have your own group that you run.
Yeah.
Have you been able to share kind of your struggles with that group, or have you found yourself having to keep that separate?
A little bit of both. For past year and a half, it's been just keeping that separate. You know, I'm the leader, I'm tough, we're gonna tough it out. But through these past couple months that I've been going through, I think it's been good for me to, because like you said, you know, I'm the leader of this group, yeah. and I'm older than most of them. Uh-huh. I don't want to show them the weakness. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to help them through all their struggles. I got to be tough, but I was just opened up to all of them, you know, lately on our calls. And I'm just like, I'm going through one of the worst times of my life, but this is how I'm coping with it. This is how I'm getting through it. This is how I'm making it. This is what I'm learning and how it's making me stronger. And it's been good for the guys to see too. It's like, you know, we're all freaking human. We all have our problems. We're all going through our stuff. Everyone's going through everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's going through something at least.
Yeah.
And so I think being able to be vulnerable and show that, you know, going through a tough situation, but this is what I'm learning from it. This is how I'm getting through it. Then that's just lessons for them too. So when they have their hard stuff, they realize it's okay to feel weakness. It's okay to feel pain.
Yeah. We're just like everyone else in the room.
Yep.
One of the most impactful exercises Jimmy Rex does with his Watt group is he puts you in a giant circle and he stands in the middle and he basically says, so anyone who's ever experienced depression, step in. Mm. So anyone who's ever experienced divorce, step in too. And you just start to see, you know, you have dudes in their 60s who have large families who are CEOs down to kids that are 19. And you start to realize these guys have the same issues I have.
Yep.
These guys are going through it just like me. And every single person out of our group of 50 stepped in the circle for something. Mm. And it really shows you that no matter what it may look like on social media, on the outside, everyone has demons that they're battling, and everyone needs someone that they can lean on.
Yep.
I'm curious, have you, going through this journey and finding, you know, the right people to surround yourself with and spend time with, are you finding that your friend group is shifting?
Oh yeah. I don't talk to a single person like that I used to be friends with in my old hometown, which sucks. But
can I ask why is that?
Because that was a very small-minded community, you know? It just, everyone did the same exact thing. They went to college, got a degree, worked for someone else, lived paycheck to paycheck, retired. That's it. That's your life.
Yeah.
No experiences, you know? And just since a young age, I always was just, I felt like I was just wired differently, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to follow these rules. I want to live my own life. And so I think a lot of it came from, I never like cut them out, but I think a lot came from jealousy as well. Like they saw I was, you know, not hanging out with them all the time. I wasn't playing video games with them every night. I didn't say yes to everything that they went to, you know, and I started doing these bigger things and making these bigger moves and making more money. And I think a lot of jealousy came from it. And I mean, I haven't heard from a single one of them.
Interesting.
And so I'm pretty selective too with who I spend my time with now, because I didn't realize how much it plays a toll on me as a person.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm surrounded by negative people that are even just talking about gossip or talking about the past or talking about other people or problems or making everything negative, I leave there and I'm the same way. You know, I start thinking of everything in a negative way, but I just really need to surround myself with people that are trying to get to the same spot as me, that have the same goals, that have the same vision as me. And that's one thing that's actually helped me a lot though, is just always surrounding myself with people like that.
I love that. This past Saturday, it was a freaking rough Saturday. So I made the decision, as I've been, I guess you could say, leveling up and having this group that I'm surrounded with, I called everyone that I would, or texted that I would consider a friend. Mm. And I basically said, look, here are my expectations for those that I consider friends. Here is what I need for you to be a friend. And it was basically, if I'm doing something stupid, I need you to be comfortable enough to call me out. But at the same time, I need to be able to have you step up to your best self without being offended, without causing a fight.
Yep.
And then I basically said, and whatever issues you have with me, no matter what it is, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
And freaking, some kids, I let them rip me for 30 minutes and just took it and soaked it in. But I spent the entire day reaching out, connecting. And, you know, there's some I know I probably won't talk to again.
Yep.
But there's some I know that, hey, it's worth building a friendship and it's worth working towards. And so it's tough.
It is. It's,
truth hurts as much as they say it. It's freaking true.
It does. But that's cool of you because, like, one thing I've always struggled with growing up and is I've always just tried to get people to like me instead of, like, getting people to trust me.
Yeah.
And that's what you were doing Saturday is, like, getting people to trust you rather than just like you.
Well, and I've had to shift that focus because I'll give an example. When I was in Missouri with my buddy, we were not getting along the first day and it was extremely awkward. So, of course, what do? We go to a dinner with 15 people. And my mind, I'm like, I'm going to buy dinner for everyone. Because if I do that, it's going to fix everything. Yeah. They're going to like me. And I did it and nothing changed.
Yep.
And it's that concept of, you know, you can't buy true friendship.
Yep.
And you can't, you know, as much as you want to and you try, you know, they may act like your friend in the short term, but really they could care less what happens to you, what you go through. And so it's really like, what is this trust level that you have amongst friends? What is this trust level you have with people that you tell your deepest secrets to?
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that they're not going to judge you. They're not going to, you know, treat you any different. They're going to see how they can help you, how they can serve you. No, that's huge. Well, I'm excited for you on this journey, brother.
Yeah.
To see kind of where it leads you and what new insights you have. Moving away from that right now, you're big in the real estate game.
Yes. Yep.
I guess I'd ask, what got you into the game of real estate?
So, kind of a cool little story. Well, I guess I don't know if it's that cool, but I was going to college at the time and I was just like, this is not for me. I wanted to be an orthodontist. And I went through 1 year of chemistry and biology. I'm like, this ain't it.
Nope.
I could not do one more class. And so I started getting into business classes. So it was like my third semester getting into business classes. And that kind of opened up my mind to other ways to make money. Because I was so, I'd almost say even brainwashed, that the only way you can make money is going to college and getting a degree.
Yeah.
And that's all I knew. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be an orthodontist. Now what? What am I going to do? I was so, so lost. And so through this time, I was just trying all sorts of businesses. I was doing dirt bike flipping, couch flipping, e-commerce stores, selling furniture and swimsuits. And I was trying on Amazon FBA and you name it. Anything on YouTube of like how to make money quick, I was trying everything.
Okay.
And my dad knew that at the time. And so he sent me a TikTok from this guy that was like, hey, here's how you can get into real estate if you don't have a lot of money. And it's called wholesaling. And I'm like, well, this sounds pretty cool. You know, instead of making a dollar off of something drop shipping, you can make 20, 30 grand off of a house.
Yeah.
And so I started and I got my butt kicked for a year. I didn't make a single dollar for a year, but I saw the potential in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to keep going at this until I get a deal and we'll see what comes from it. And I grinded every single day for a year, calling homeowners, knocking on doors, sending mailers, sending texts. And I wasn't in it for really like, I wanted to be in real estate because I know you can make a lot of money in real estate, but it was also a way to get into it with no money. And so I just kept going at it, got my first deal. And we made some good money off of that very first deal.
And I'm like, I'm
fully in. So my family was not going to let me drop out of college. They were totally against that. So I just didn't tell them. Dropped out of college, quit all my jobs, and I went all in on this. And then reinvested almost all that money off of the first deal back into the business for marketing. And then from there, it's blown up.
What's the time frame of all of this?
So started about 21, 22, closed my first deal. And then that's when I dropped everything, went all in on with a business partner. And then we were doing it together for just up until the past couple months. We had different goals and visions of where we wanted to go. I wanted to take this thing to the frickin' moon. And so we parted ways and then been able to, just the past few months, get a new guy that's my like assistant. He's overseeing everything. I got a good team of acquisitions, dispositions. So it's been about, I guess 3 years.
Okay.
And well, I guess 4 years. I'm turning 26. It's about 4 years in total.
And where do you see this going?
Oh, I get asked this a lot and I never know because it's always changing.
Or let me re-ask it. Where do you want this to go?
So I would like to get this to one of the guys that I follow is Eric Klein. He's been able to sell his for a very good multi-million dollar exit.
Yeah.
I see me growing this to doing consistently. I'd like to be doing 8 figures every year consistently. Okay. And then sell it off. So that's where I want to grow with that. I want to keep building a big team out of that. I want to use a lot of that to get into multifamily real estate and get into more of the passive income side of things. That was kind of always the end goal and end vision with all this. So I think I'm going to build that up, sell that. Same thing with the marketing agency right now. We have good plans for building that up, selling that as well.
How do you balance running a marketing agency, your real estate, but also taking time for yourself?
I think building out a team has been the biggest thing, because at first I didn't have time for anything else.
Yeah.
It was just wholesaling, but I wanted to do all these other things. I'm a very big visionary, not the best at I guess I do the implementation side as well, but that's not where my bread and butter is. I like to oversee it all. So building out a team has been the biggest thing for me with that. That's been able to help me have more time, because like with the marketing agency, I have a business partner on that that runs a lot of that side.
Yeah.
With the wholesaling, I have a team that does everything. I just approve the offers and give them a yes or a no on the numbers. So building out a team has been the biggest thing to be able to do that.
Okay. What do people not know about you? If you would say, when I can take a break from my businesses and I want to go do something fun or travel and see, what is it that you do?
That's one thing that I've been lost in lately, is I've kind of lost that side of me of like the fun Noah.
Okay.
For the past, I'd say almost few years, I've kind of just lost that side of things. Cause I used to love to dirt bike and snowmobile and ski and hunt and fish. But now I've kind of just been so laser focused on this that my fun time is the gym or studying. Like, I love being educated. I love learning new things. So it's really just work all day. And then in my free time, it's the gym, and that's about it.
You don't travel?
So I do like to travel. I end up going on a lot of spontaneous trips, but after like the second day, I'm just like, I got to get back in my routine. Yeah. And I don't know when it's the point, or when I get to the point of like, okay, I can take 2 weeks off of work and be okay. Maybe if I have a better team built out, but I just mentally can't even do it right now.
I went on a cruise last year and I'm like, I'm not going to get internet. I don't have to work. Within 10 minutes of being in my room, bought the internet and I'm like freaking checking emails and stuff. And I couldn't remove myself from it.
Yeah, I cannot remove myself. And that's a weakness I have too. It's hard even in like relationships and with my family and stuff. It's hard to just be present in times like that. Like, I just went to Miami on a last minute trip, and within a day of being there, I'm like, okay, I got to get to the gym. I got to make these calls. I got to send off this stuff. I was so focused on everything back at home, I couldn't even enjoy Miami. So I do like to say I love trips and vacations and stuff, but at the end of the day,
Finding a balance.
It's finding a balance.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you text too much, see that finger right there?
No.
So that's literally from over texting.
Wow.
Using my computer. The doctor said it's just like trigger finger. And so I've had to start shifting to voice to text because it's messed up. But I'm literally, so I haven't checked my email today. I have 71,756 emails.
Yep.
That I'll spend tomorrow going through. Jeez. And it's a never ending game.
Never ending.
Cycle.
Yep.
So I guess I wanted to end with this. What is your number one tip from someone who wants to get started into the game of real estate?
I think the number one tip is be educated enough to just start taking action. You don't need to know everything. So understand just what you need to do and then chase after it with a crazy, crazy drive and passion for it.
Okay.
I think the number one tip for anyone that wants to start anything is like, just have the belief that you can do it, manifest it out there, and work your tail off until you get what you want.
I love that.
Because I think people think success is a lot easier than people really think it is.
Yeah.
People make it way too overcomplicated. It's like, I got very successful at a very young age just by understanding how to do it. And I took massive action until I got that what I wanted, which was my first deal.
Yeah.
And then it was $100,000. And then it was X amount of money. And then X amount of money, I wanted this. And I just kept going after it. And the success just kept coming. But for anyone that wants to get into real estate, I do mentoring real estate. And that's okay. I've been able to help a lot of guys.
How do they find you?
On Instagram, okay. Noah Johnston.
Okay.
Just shoot me a DM. I've been able to get a lot of people out of the 9-to-5 and making some good money in real estate.
Awesome. I love that. I have some guys to connect you with.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, perfect, brother.
Awesome.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate
you. Thank you for tuning in to Man on the Mic. We appreciate you spending your time with us today. Remember, our podcast is available on all platforms, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated. New episodes drop every week. Until next time, keep the conversation going. And as always, stay true to yourself. Thanks for watching.